If you'd like to make your own yoga mat cleaner spray with me, with ingredients that you probably already have in your own cupboards, then join me for this DIY tutorial video. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I offer real yoga for real people. We're all about connection. Connection with the teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true nature and to a community of people who support each other on a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you are new here, be sure to subscribe and turn on those notifications because in the month of January of 2018, I am putting out a brand new video like this every single day for our New Year 30-day yoga challenge. So on day 9, we are going to have a video where I'm going to tell you and show you how yoga helps with anxiety. And then on day 10, we have a video on how to do yoga breathing. And then on day 11, we are going to have another brand new video on how to reduce stress with yoga. So these are some of the most asked questions that I get. And if these sound like videos that interest you, then be sure to subscribe and press that little bell so that you do not miss a single video in our 30-day challenge this month. And another thing you want to do is make sure to click show more because I leave lots of goodies in the show notes. So today I am super excited to make this DIY yoga mat spray with you so that we can clean our yoga mats together. So for this recipe, you're going to need a cup of water, a quarter of a cup of vinegar, 10 drops of tea tree oil, 15 drops of lavender oil, and 5 drops of eucalyptus oil. So the tea tree oil kills bacteria, fungus, and other microbes. Lavender is a calming antiseptic, and eucalyptus is antibacterial and also decongestant. So let's go ahead and make this. So I think we said we need a cup of water. And then a quarter cup of vinegar. Okay, so we're going to use 10 drops of tea tree oil. And then 15 drops of lavender. And 5 drops of eucalyptus oil. Oh, that seemed like 4 for sure. It's funny how they all come out at different speeds. Okay, and then what we're going to do is just, I've got a whisk out so we can just mix it all up here. Okay, so now I've got this little spray bottle ready, and I've also got a funnel, so we can pour this in here. Okay, then we'll just put our little spray thingy back in and give it a shake. And then we can take it and use it to clean our mats. Okay, so the way that it works is you take your mat cleaner. You're also going to need a damp cloth, and you just spray it all over your mat. So I'll just do a section for you so we don't take up too much time, and then you wipe it off. And my mat's really dirty because I film a lot outside, so I get a lot of dirt on my mat. And then you're gonna turn it over, you're gonna spray all over the mat again. And then you're going to take that damp cloth and you're going to wipe it off again. Okay. And then the other thing is you want to remember also to clean your other yoga props, like your foam blocks, your soft foam roller, your balls. All these things can use a good clean as well. So I don't think I've ever cleaned this. I've had it for a number of years now. I'm not actually that big on cleaning my props. Okay. And then it'll take about 5 to 10 minutes to dry. If you are not keen on making your own, then you can always get a cleaner. This one is Sensuals Yoga Mat Cleaner. It has lavender essential oil, which is antiseptic and calming, tea tree essential oil, which kills bacteria, fungi, and other microbes, lemon essential oil, which is a natural deodorizer and it purifies the air, grapefruit essential oil, which is a natural air freshener, peppermint essential oil, it cleans and freshens the air, thyme essential oil, which kills bacteria, eases stress and anxiety, lemongrass essential oil, it's a natural deodorizer and a stress reducer. So I will put the link to that in the show notes. And if you want a 15% discount on the Sensuals Mat Cleaner or any other Sensuals product, my viewers can enter the code MelissaWest15 when they check out at sensuals.ca and they ship worldwide. So that's a really nice mat cleaner as well. So how often should you clean your yoga mat? Well, a lot of posts on yoga mat cleaners suggest every time you do yoga, you should clean your yoga mat. But I think that is way too often. I would say it depends. If you are practicing yoga at a studio where you're in contact with a lot of other hands and feet, I would say often. If it's just at home, I would say not nearly as often. Dirt actually builds immunity. Gardeners statistically live longer. The widespread use of antibacterial products actually prevents the formation of healthy gut bacteria. So no need to overdo the mat cleaning, just when you notice things getting grimy and dirty. So if you made it all the way to the end of the video, leave the words dirt is good in the comments. I'm so proud of all of you who are making it to the end. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow when we'll be talking about how yoga helps with anxiety. So until then, please don't stress out about germs. Namaste.